Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And this hour on the Phil Hendry Show, we are going to talk about a musical phenomenon that I'm sure you're all familiar with, a musical phenomenon that this summer kicks off a tour. I think she already kicked off her tour in Philadelphia, and certainly a, well, let's put it this way, Entertainment Weekly, in their book, The Top 100 Performers of the Last 50 Years, I think she came in at like number 5. We're talking about Madonna. And is this the song Into the Groove? Yeah.
Come on.
That's the only one that I know.
Is this the song Into the Groove, Mike? Because I... Okay, yeah, all right.
Anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Marka, thank you for joining us on such late notice, because I know you're concerned about Madonna's appearance in the Los Angeles area and across the country. And I got to tell you, it's a little interesting. She's sort of an established star.
Well, I understand she's an established star, sir, but I also know that I have nothing against gay people or the gay belief system, but I'm tired of having the gay lifestyle shoved down my throat. I think everybody listening to your program right now that is a family value person, is a family loving person, is a Christian, is tired of having the gay and homosexual lifestyle shoved down our throat.
I don't get the whole gay Madonna tie-in, okay? This is a mother, this is a she's a heterosexual.
Well, I believe it's well known that Madonna is very big among the gay community. They like her, they like her shows, her music speaks to the gay set. You mentioned lack of Into the Groove.
That's the song I'm playing right now.
All right, and also Lucky Star. All this music is danceable. It's heard in discos. These are places where the gay and those that assist the gay go to spread what they know.
Are you familiar with her music?
I'm very familiar with her music. When she first came out, I thought that her music was interesting and very listenable. I began thinking about the gay lifestyle, and that maybe it wasn't so bad, and I began to investigate, and I began to read up on it, and something happened in my life that could have turned me in a very wrong direction, a very bad direction. Her album, Like a Virgin, come out in November of 1984. In December of 1984, on Christmas Eve, I had one of two homosexual experiences in my life.
You're not, you can't... Sir,
please hear me out.
But sir, you can't blame Madonna for that.
I believe that my exposure to the homosexual lifestyle.
Madonna's not a homosexual.
But Madonna, if I could just be allowed to finish, sir, I promise I'll. You're the talk show host, and
I'm not trying to dominate the airwaves here. Believe me, I don't get the tie-in between Madonna, you listening to her music.
It was November of 1984 that I first heard Into the Groove. I love that song, and to this day I still love that song. But by Christmas Eve, I was having gay sex with Mr. William Kiesling, who's a very dear friend of mine still.
Are you sexually involved with him still?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm a straight man. I'm a husband.
I don't mean to bother you. Excuse my language, folks. I don't mean to bother you, but you say he's still a friend.
He is still a friend of mine. We both regret that we ever heard this music or got exposed to this. Because you got to understand that Madonna is a young woman who wears underwear on the outside of her clothing. So brassieres, panties, the brassiere panty combination, the bustier, crotchless, non-crotchless, some of the skin-tight spandex. She wears all the garter belts, or if you will, what they call suspenders in Britain. All this is worn on the outside. She's the one that started all this. And yet straight men think she is ugly. They don't find her attractive. So what does that all add up to?
Well, there's a few straight guys that find her attractive. The guys that have been involved in her life, her husband, Warren Beatty.
Well, but straight men, the audience, only gays and those that assist the gay community and those that promote the gay agenda and teenage girls go to see Madonna.
You tried gay sex. I want to keep focusing on this. You tried gay sex twice.
I tried it twice. That's because I wanted to be sure that I was informed on the subject. I didn't want to jump to any conclusions.
And you feel you're not gay now?
I am not gay. I have a 16-year-old son. We race dune buggies on a weekend. My wife is a teacher. I love heterosexual sex now more than ever before. But it was my initial exposure to Madonna that made me have, I believe, a homosexual experience. And that's why I believe that she is pressing the homosexual agenda, and why I, along with other parents, are concerned about her appearance on this worldwide tour that she has started, and that unfortunately she's been in a few cities.
Madonna's been accused of a lot of things, and she's been accused of being very extreme and all kinds of stuff. But having people ban her shows because she's promoting a gay agenda...
Well, you know, there's a first time for everything.
I'm going to ask you a question in a minute I'm going to ask you a question I think is pivotal. Why would Madonna want to shoot people or send men in the gay direction, okay?
All right, well...
Well, hold on for a minute. I want to give the phone number 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Austin Amarca with Lancaster Palmdale Parents, who is distressed at Madonna's tour because he believes that she promotes a gay agenda. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Why would she do this? What percentage does she have in making men turn men gay?
I'll tell you why. As I told you, I'm familiar with her music, sir. In the song Papa Don't Preach, she sings about how she wants to keep her baby and she's sick and tired of her father telling her what to do. I think she has a deep-seated and unresolved feeling of dislike for her father, and in her way is encouraging men not to go the straight route like her dad, but be gay, that like her father was not gay. The other thing I think we need to think about, Papa don't preach, I want to keep the baby. Whose baby is it? Is this the result of some union she had with her father? Furthermore,
I think now you're getting into slander, and I'm going to tell you to shut up before you get yourself in trouble.
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Master. Jesus Christ is the only one that tells me what to do. You don't tell me to shut up. Jesus Christ will tell me to shut up.
Well, I'm trying to save you from a lawsuit talking about her father being the father of her baby. And I want to get back to the...
I fear no man as I walk into the valley of the shadow of the... Jesus, I forgot that.
Into the valley of the shadow of death?
Yeah. Into the valley of the death. I fear no evil. And I speak no evil, and I hear no evil.
That's what the three monkeys said.
Sir, I am, again, my Lord is Jesus.
I speak no evil, hear no evil, see no evil is what three apes talked about.
Three apes.
That's the thing, the monkeys. Let's get back to what we're talking about. I want to get back to you saying you tried gay sex and you blame it on Madonna.
Yes, I do.
All right. We got people blaming Beavis and Butthead, Jackass, Judas Priest, Ozzy Osbourne for the misdeeds of their children or themselves. What makes you any different?
Well, I'm not talking about those cases, am I?
But blaming the media for their actions...
Mr. Henry...
No, blaming television and violence for Columbine. I blame the movies for bank robberies that go wrong. Blame rap music for the mistreatment of women and police. And now you come along and you blame Madonna for the fact that you had a homosexual experience.
Listen to me, please. In November 1984, the album Like a Virgin was released by December of 84. And
how old are you, by the way?
I'm 50.
So you were what, 34?
I was 34, but I'd always been a fan of music, yeah.
Okay, so Christmas, you had gay sex.
I spent Christmas Eve decorating a tree with Bill Kiesling. We exchanged gifts. I believe I didn't even know myself. I woke up Christmas morning after a night of gay sex on Christmas Eve, which is the birthday of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
And you see how seductive Madonna is, that she would make me have not just sex on Christmas Eve, which all Christians abstain from sex on Christmas Eve, but I had gay sex. That, to me, is what I...
Well, blaming Madonna, you still haven't made the tie-in.
I believe I have.
I believe that you haven't. Donald, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I think that this guy is... He's he had gay tendencies all the time, because I don't believe that a song is going to make you go out and sleep with another man.
Well, why is it I've only had two instances of gay sex, and both of them were within 48 hours of each other, and both of them following me here in Madonna singing Into the Groove?
Well, I guess you wanted the guy into your groove.
All right, you can make all the jokes you want, but it's her promotion of the homosexual agenda that I think continues to destabilize youth. Now, she is...
What makes you think she's popular among gay people?
She used to sing in the bathhouses in New York. She hangs out with Rosie O'Donnell and all that mess, all the gays. She's big in bathhouses where she started.
What bathhouses? In New York, you said?
Yeah, she was singing to guys in towels. Now, how do you perform in a bathhouse? What, you go stall to stall? Then she's good friends with Ricky Martin, who's as queer as a $3 bill. George Michael, who's as queer as a $3.
Okay, again, you're going to get yourself into a lot of trouble slandering a lot of people.
All right, I won't slander nobody. I'll just say to you that the whole reason why...
And George Michael, admittedly, okay, Ricky Martin, I haven't heard that.
Well, I'll tell you this much. George Michael was straight as an arrow. Madonna got a hold of him, turned him into the gay area.
George Michael was straight.
George Michael was straight.
1-800-449-8686 is the number here as we talk to Austin Amarca. This is the song that he claims caused him to have two homosexual experiences within 48 hours of each other, Christmas Eve and I guess Christmas Day or the day after Christmas, then would make the next one. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
And you can dance.
Madonna on a national tour, I guess a worldwide tour. And with me is Austin Amarca with Lancaster Parents. He has described himself as a man who is heterosexual, but he had two homosexual experiences in the early 80s after hearing this song, Into the Groove, by Madonna. He believes that Madonna's following is heavily gay and that she is pushing the gay agenda. And she's a straight woman with a couple of kids. She's a married woman. She's had obvious interest in men. So I don't know how you can make that statement.
And by the way, you're playing this song... if you think you are going to push me back into some kind of a homosexual act...
Well, no, why would you think that?
Because you know this is the song. For George Michael was straight as an arrow while in the group Wham, and then he met Madonna and turned into a fairy. How do you think that happened? What I'm saying is she's got a very strong following among the gay community. You see, you keep playing that song.
I'm not trying to turn you gay, man. This is an example of the song that you say you heard. What was it about? I'm curious. What was it about the song?
It was danceable. It was colorful. It made me lose. I recognized right away that when I looked at Madonna, I was looking more at an androgynous person, more than just a woman, more than just a man. And I mean this in the best sense of the word, she was a thing. And that caused me to lose any inhibition I might have had about the sexual feelings I might have for a guy. And so she led me into a sin that I've, thank God and I thank Jesus Christ, I've been forgiven and I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. But I was very heavily into a pillow biting or whatever you want to call it at that time.
Okay, 1-800-449. I wish you wouldn't use these terms, okay?
I'm telling you what it was about.
1-800-449-8686. Austin Amarca, who says that Madonna made him have gay sex. Barbara, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Oh, God, we got Barbara's... Barbara, hold on for a minute. Your car phone's crappy. Did you check that phone? Go to Gary. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I was calling because I wanted to tell this guy. I do happen to be a gay male, and I'm going to several of Madonna's shows, and I've liked her ever since I was very little. But that had nothing to do with me being gay. She is a person that a lot of gay people like and adore for some reason, but she didn't turn them that way. They're just attracted to her for a reason.
Well, could I ask you, were you gay before you heard her music, or did you turn gay following exposure to her music?
Well, I was very young, so I'm pretty sure I was gay before that.
Well, see, that there you go. You were already of the gay, but she twisted me into the gay avenue. And because I hadn't before that, I had never thought about having sex with no guy. After I heard her music, suddenly I felt that might be something I want to give us, you know, just kind of take it, you know.
Sir, I think you're just looking for reasons to find excuses for your own feelings.
Well,
I mean, you only have fears about it. But
how come George Michael turned gay right after he met her?
Are you sure?
I think George Michael was gay long before he met her. During that,
I don't know that you could. Can you prove that? Do you have documentation?
Well, just look at how he snapped his fingers and swayed his hips during the Wham days. I mean, please.
A lot of women found that very enticing and very sexy.
Well,
gay.
Are you saying, hey, Gary? You can say you can tell me the way, because you know, I was a shock to me too. I got to tell you, by the way he snapped his fingers, swayed his hips, you knew as a gay man he was gay.
Oh, absolutely.
See, that's the gay code.
My little gaydar thing was going,
yeah, that's the gay code. There's a gay code that...
What do you mean, gay code?
Look, I had no desire to put my butt in the air until I heard Like a Virgin. And suddenly I was freed to...
Are you homosexual now?
No, I am not.
Well, then why do you keep harping on this? There's a really strange thing about...
Think he is.
You calling me gay?
I do think that you have some issues.
The only issue I got, my friend, is an issue of Playboy. And that's sitting on a toilet tank.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. He's making a point. That's my point.
I love women's breasts. I love women's breasts and also their legs, too. So don't be telling me. And George Michael was a straight, butch, tough, hard ass. He kicked ass on 6 different guys. Now you're telling me he's queer. Madonna did that.
Yeah, well, you know what? All of this stuff is hyperbole. Here's Barbara. Barbara, you back?
Yes, I am on here.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Oh, I just like to tell this guy, you know, you have got so many issues in life. Madonna never turned you anything.
Wait a second. First of all, Madonna appeals to the gay people. You wouldn't deny that, would you?
That she appeals to the gay people?
That's right.
I think she appeals to a lot of people, gay or straight. And I think what you make of her music is what you want to make of her music.
Wait a sec. She started out singing to the gays in the bathhouses.
So?
And
other people sing in bathhouses, too. That doesn't mean they turn everyone in that bathhouse gay.
Excuse me. You think Frank Sinatra was singing in a bathhouse? I don't think so.
He could have. Do you know that he didn't?
I will. I'll bet all the money I got that Frank Sinatra never sang in no gay bathhouse.
Well, I'm glad he didn't sing to you either, because I would hate to think that you would blame Frank Sinatra for making you gay.
Frank Sinatra was very much a man's man, and how dare you? He was an Italian, and there are no gay Italians as far as I know.
Because Madonna's a woman who sings songs maybe a little off color that changed your whole life.
Why would I listen to Into the Groove, which is a very clear reference, by the way, to anal sex, and then go and have it done to me?
Oh, well, come on.
No.
Maybe you had an issue there in the first place that you wanted to explore.
No, I never even...
And that's why you listened to the song in the first place.
I never even thought about it. I heard the song on the radio. What, am I not supposed to listen to the radio now? I heard the song on the radio.
You know, if I was swayed as easily as you're swayed, I would turn my radio off.
I didn't know until
33 years old, you didn't know?
30 days later, after hearing Into the Groove, I got my knees behind my ears. You tell me. Don't you see the connection?
You know what? I'm 50 years old, and I've listened to music all my life, to every kind of music. It has never swayed my sexual preference.
Didn't you ever take a drink after listening to Frank Sinatra music?
No.
Well, see, because that was booze,
Hold on. Thank you very much, Barbara. A lot of this is getting bizarre. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
All right, we're back here with Austin Amarca, who believes that Madonna's tour is promoting the gay lifestyle. She's popular among gay listeners. There's no doubt about that, okay? You heard the lady say that she's popular among straight people as well.
Well, I'd be really interested to know, you talk about straight people, men don't like her. Straight men don't like her.
Some straight men do.
Some, like you said, her husband. I have proposed to Congress, and we've collected 50,000 signatures. I believe the only people that ought to listen to her music are gay people, because I think straight people can be turned as I did.
You had a gay experience.
No, but we have collected the 50,000 signatures.
And you want to present to Congress some kind of an ID thing?
We have presented to Congress a bill that would require driver's licenses to indicate if you are gay or not. So that if you are a male, it would say M/G. If you're a female and you're a lesbian, it would say F/G.
So you are now identifying gay people on their driver's licenses, and the question is, why? Do we want to go back to the days of Hitler and pink triangles?
No, I'm simply saying that when those people who are gay go to buy the Madonna album or a ticket to her show, then you can say, yeah, okay, you can have it. If it doesn't say G on your driver's license, you may not, under any circumstance, purchase a ticket to the show. Otherwise, you'll wind up the way I wound up, Mr. Henry, 17 years ago. And I can tell you,
we've heard about your homosexual experience.
My Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. I found myself 17 years ago with my face pushed into a pillow. And it was at that moment I realized something was wrong. Something was really wrong. And I wanted to get up and pray. I really wanted to.
What stopped you?
Well, there was another guy holding me down, but as soon as he was finished...
Okay, man. So you're now you got your...
I just want to identify them, that's all. Identify the gays.
There was a time in the days of Hitler...
Yes, sir.
...when they forced the homosexuals to wear pink triangles. Do you remember that?
I don't remember. I wasn't around then.
You weren't around then, but that's what Hitler made them do. Identify them and sent them to concentration camps. You're identifying...
Oh, come on, mister.
You're identifying people, homosexuals on their driver's licenses, sounds like the very same thing. M/G. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. And allowing only gay people to buy Madonna albums is not going to keep... What about radio play? What about radio stations? Here is Lori on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, Lori.
I just wanted to call in. I am so tired of people blaming other people for their actions and not taking responsibility for it.
I'm not taking responsibility.
No, you're not.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm saying you listen to Madonna's music and that turns you into a gay person. It's so ridiculous.
Ma'am, it was me that had his face in a pillow, not her.
Oh, that's so gross.
Why are you laughing at an experience that was profoundly traumatic?
Because obviously you had these tendencies before and you just didn't want to admit it.
No, I did not.
You can honestly say to us you never had interest.
I wasn't about to act on it. She made
so
me act. No,
them.
See? No, see, she made me act on it. Now, let me tell you something. I am a Christian. My Lord and Savior is Jesus.
I heard this pitch, dude. And the other thing I want to say to you, just as Lori has mentioned, you got people who say that Columbine was started by violence
exactly.
on TV. You got people that say...
Well, it could have been.
Oh, come on.
Well, I think that, you know, I don't know if he's ever been committed or not. It sounds like it. But I think that he should not listen to the TV, to the radio.
Oh, committed? All right. So, Lori, in other words, when you hear Madonna, you don't know that she's popular with gays.
No.
Well, I hate to be the one to break the news.
And I've listened to all kinds of different music, and it's never made me act it in a different way that I ever wanted to.
And why is Mr. Henry playing the song right now?
This is the song in the group.
Yes,
well,
sir.
You better sit tight.
Okay. Yeah, you think that's funny? You want me to be a gay boy again? You want me to be bi? I was
that's
a happy.
Your problem. There's nothing wrong, I guess, if
no,
you want to be gay.
I do not want to be gay.
Nothing wrong.
Was a happy straight male with my whole life ahead of me.
Well,
I heard one Madonna song, and I'm spanking it in the back row of a gay porno theater, and you think that's funny?
I think that you just need to acknowledge to yourself that.
She's laughing at the fact
to deal with.
That I had my face shoved into a pillow. But let me tell you something. Well, I saw Jesus come to me even as my face was shoved into a pillow, and I was
Okay, man.
Well, you know,
I got
he's
it, dude.
Going back to this Jesus and everything. He wants to blame everything on other people.
I believe in Jesus, and I believe that he's...
I don't think Jesus is going to dig you keep referring to the fact that the first time you had a vision of him, you were biting a pillow.
Exactly. And then you can't
tell
even
me I'm a Christian.
Three monkeys.
I beg your pardon?
You can't even get it straight with the hear no evil.
No,
then evil.
No, ma'am. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will hear no evil, speak no evil, right?
Right, but it was the monkeys.
That's the three chimps, dude.
I don't understand.
That's all right. Allie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have just one comment for the gentleman on your show. If you're a Christian, why are you talking this way on the radio? It's quite disgusting, and I can't imagine having a vision of Jesus while you're engaged in that type of activity.
No, I knew then I was wrong. I knew then that I was doing the wrong thing.
And why are you speaking so unchristianly and uncivilly about homosexuals on the radio and using vile language?
Well, young lady, I would challenge you to point out where I've said unchristian things. I'm not saying that homosexuals should be put into concentration camps, as Mr. Henry intimated that I did.
No, but you want them identified on their licenses.
How about reading Playboy?
What's that? When did I say?
You said the only issue you got is an issue of Playboy.
And you love women's breasts.
I do. I'm a heterosexual is the point I'm trying to make. And
well,
I don't know.
You're kind of a vile heterosexual.
How am I vile? I'm a Christian man, Allie, and are you a Christian? And
I sure am, and I sure wouldn't want to be around you. You're sick.
How am I sick? I quoted the Valley of the Shadow of Death, and everybody's laughing at me because I can't remember the rest of it. I walk into the Valley of the Shadow of Death, and I will hear no evil, right?
Well, dude, I think you're hearing a lot of evil. I think you're spouting a lot of evil, and I think you need to go back and read your Bible.
I'm a straight
man. I think
you're
missing the point.
I'm missing what point? I got the point. On Christmas 1984... And I don't want to get it anymore.
Now, well, I think you've got some issues,
I love
and you
women.
Need to really think about them. But,
I love women.
It's not Madonna's fault. It's your fault.
Ma'am, I love women. I love their legs. I love their butts. I love their breasts. I'm a happy straight male. If you were here right now, I would tell you that you look sexy and everything like that. But
let me just interrupt here, okay?
Yes, sir.
There was a sculpture of three monkeys. One of them had his hands over his eyes. One had his hands over his ears, and one had his hands over his mouth.
Yeah.
That's hear no evil, speak no evil, and say no evil. That wasn't in the Bible.
I heard Jesus tell me about the Valley of the Shadow while I was biting a pillow. That's all I'm saying. And it reminded me there was a Valley of Shadows involved in that act. That's all I'm saying.
You're an idiot, man. You may be a Christian, but you're an idiot.
I got to wonder if he's that, too.
Well,
he's also an idiot.
You know, I've been listening to your voice, Mr. Henry. It's very low and dulcet and sexy. And
yeah, thanks a lot for your call. Okay.
Oh, hell, now I'm coming down with gay.
Yeah, looks like you came down with it, man. You better go to the doctor and get a shot. 1-800-449. We've been playing this song all hour.
So let's go get a pillow.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, I wanted to just make a very brief mention of the films, the real rotten films that I have dragged my wife into over the last few weeks, the films that I have forced her to watch. She's haven't forced her to watch anything. She's fallen asleep in all of these movies. I think Mike mentions that he rents movies, he and his wife, and she falls asleep in front of all of them. So you see, our taste in movies, well, as the man said, it's in your rear end. I forced my wife to go see AI. I didn't force her. I said, come on, I want to see AI. I want to see AI. Come on, honey, let's go. All right, God will go see AI. And let's bring the boys with us, too. Let's bring the two oldest boys. I think they'll really appreciate it. I know that it's kind of, I hear it's really dark. I hear it's really scary. I hear, okay, Phil, we'll go. She's turned me on to more good flicks than I've turned her on to. Actually, no, that isn't true. I turned her on to Boogie Nights. I turned her on to Gods and Monsters. We both wanted to see L.A. Confidential, you know, crap like that. I did turn her on to The Insider, which is still a great movie. I don't care what anybody says. That's a great flick. But lately, we've been stinking it out. And so let's go see AI. Well, that thing was a pile. Then, well, not then, but before that, here are some of the movies that I had also begged her to go see with me. And this is hard for me to admit, this next one. This is very difficult for me to admit, but I can only tell you that I thought it was a war movie. I swear to God, I thought it was a war movie. Tea with Mussolini. I asked her to go see that with me. It was just terrible. Just terrible. Then, of course, we were all looking forward to Pearl Harbor. And, in fact, here at the old radio station, we got tickets to go see Pearl Harbor. And remember, we all went en masse, you know, Mike and me and Craig, and we were all over there. Did you go see the Pearl Harbor thing, man, on Memorial Day? We had everybody was in the studio, or everybody was in the theater from here. That sucked. But at least we went and got some good Mongolian barbecue next door there at Mogo's. Is that the joint? I got to go for dinner at Mogo's, man, because I can't go for that lunch. They charge me every time I want to go back for seconds. I want the place that's free, 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 baby. I pay one price free. Then I showed her Clockers, which is my all-time favorite Spike Lee movie. She thought it sucked. She couldn't understand it. She couldn't follow it. Now I'm asking her to go with me to see Planet of the Apes. Do you honestly believe she's going to trust me? And I know that's going to be a great movie. I just know it's going to be a great. It can't not be a great. Tim Burton's directing this movie. That guy doesn't do bad movies. Well, yeah, okay, sure, he does a couple. But most of his flicks are really cool. Even that Ichabod Crane piece of crap. What was that thing called? Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Yeah, even that was kind of cool. It was stupid. He took enormous liberties with a great American classic. But what the hell? It's the movies. They do it all the time. He basically just took... Who wrote that? Nathaniel Hawthorne. Basically just bent Nathaniel Hawthorne over a barrel and put it to him with a baseball bat and a broom handle and a plunger handle. But who cares? It's Hollywood. Basically just took one of the greatest authors in the history of this world, not just this country, one of the great classical authors, an author that brought American literature to the face, to the witness of the world, bent him over a barrel and did, okay, while listening to Into the Groove. But he also, Ed Wood was out of sight, and you know, he's done some really cool flips. First Batman movie was great. Even the look of Batman Returns, which I know sucked, but the look of that movie, you can't. So I know the Planet of the Apes is going to be good. You think I'm going to talk my wife into seeing that? You think she's going to step outside of our house? Nightmare Before Christmas? Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I never saw Pee-wee's Big Adventure because that whole trip just escaped me, man. That whole Pee-wee cat. Hey, that cat, bug off, dude. There's funny and weird, and then there's just flat weird. That Pee-wee dude. What do you want, bud?
I got it right here.
What have you got?
I got it right now. I got the uplifting email. Play the music.
All right, here's our uplift. You got an uplifting email.
Yeah, I do. This is a great uplifting email of the day.
All right, here's a very nice uplifting email that we've received from a listener. Go ahead.
Dear Mr. Hendry, your order's been confirmed for the Peter North penis pump, an instructional video featuring Peter North. Your credit card's been charged. Now you can join thousands of men as they discover normal sex.
Give me that thing and turn it off. Now just give me the...
Did you order the Peter North penis pump?
No, I didn't.
Well, this is your credit card number, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
It's your credit card number 56. Give me that card! You want them to mail it to your house, or...
I didn't order the Peter North penis pump, folks. I did.
Yeah, you did. It's right here, folks. It's confirmation.
No, I didn't. It's,
Yeah, it's right here.
No, I didn't. It's really a flashback.
I'm trying to do the moral thing. Everybody thinks being moral is funny.
Hey, answer me this then, Mr. Morality here. If you so what you're saying is you really felt sort of an obligation to the guy that was getting married to let him know what he was getting into.
Yeah, because if she had herpes or any other kind of, you know, drip.
Okay.
You know?
If that's true, why in the world would you choose to make a spectacle of everything and embarrass everyone? Why not go before the wedding? Listen to me.
Dude,
why not go before the wedding, find this guy, say, look, I was with this girl you're with. I think you should know this about her. Make up your own decision.
Dude, I didn't
even
know.
Do what you ever want to do.
I didn't
but
know.
But this is the fact.
All right, well, we need to make a point here. You didn't know she was coming down the aisle.
I did not know. I was contracted to play this gig as a musician. She's coming down the aisle. What am I supposed to do? Run up there and go, yo, man. I hunched this babe 3 weeks ago. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. And run back to my seat.
Did you really think
that
by saying
that
I was going to change the guy's mind?
I beg your pardon?
Did you really think that you were going to change things then and there?
Dude, all I'm saying is the preacher says if nobody knows nothing about, you know, making this wedding not go forward, say something now. I'm not lying to no preacher, and I said it on account of the moral thing that I need to do.
Jesus.
Okay.
What are you laughing at, man?
Just to set the record straight for those listening. My sister's an attorney in California. It's very comical that you think that it's against the law to walk down the aisle in white. If you're not a virgin,
it's California.
It's not a law.
You can't
lie to
people.
Neither is it a law that you can't marry someone if the preacher says that.
You can't. What?
It's not against the law to marry someone if after someone stands up in a wedding and says they have a reason.
There is a legal issue.
There is no legal issue.
Okay, dude. First of all, you are not allowed to say you're virgin if you're not. And technically, what?
It's not, that's written nowhere in any law.
No, you can't, because that's rape. If you have sex with a virgin, you're essentially, hey, man, I'm not trying to tell you your business. What are you telling me, my business?
I'm telling you it's not against the law to
you're
walk down the aisle in white.
You're
if
a musician.
You're not a virgin.
Yeah, look
that's
at
the
Jeff.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Well, no, you can't go down the aisle and go, yeah, hi, everybody, I'm a virgin, and I just hunched a musician in his pad 3 weeks ago. You're telling me that's legal in the state of California?
She had a sign on her? She had a sign on around her neck that said, I'm a virgin?
No, dude, she had on a white dress. What state do you live in? What state do you live in?
I live in Colorado.
And it's not against the law?
No, it's not against the law in California.
I double-checked that if I were you.
I did double-check it. My sister's an attorney there. She laughed about it as hard as I did. She's passed the bar in California.
So, in other words, you go get married in front of God and all of the people in your club or whatever.
You'll answer to God at the appropriate time, right?
No, man. You got to be God's instrument on earth. And if you go down the aisle in a white dress saying, hi, I'm a virgin, I never had no sex.
Okay, that's
a load.
That's her issue with her and her God,
and
right? That's not your problem.
And the preacher said, do you have a reason why I ought to stop the wedding and go, let's just bust out the beers now? And I said, yo. And I went, and I said, and I...
Yeah, she's got a tattoo of a rose on her ass. We heard about it.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Phil, the money goes to my friend's place.